Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies expected tonight in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Israeli Air Force is set to launch a new Heron drone squadron as operations surge following the events of October 7, according to Ynet. The first aircraft is due next month. Also, former U.S. President Trump stated he is ready to bomb Iran and referred to Israel as like a little brother, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, American forces have seized another ship linked to Iran in the India-Pacific region, Walla reports. Separately, IDF soldiers marked Memorial Day in Gaza, Lebanon, and Samaria, with video released showing troops observing the memorial siren, says JNS. And finally, Iran is considering U.S. talks as a ceasefire deadline nears, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Iran's parliament speaker warns of escalation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Trey Yingst, a CBS News foreign correspondent, posted just minutes ago questioning whether a recent statement was Iranian propaganda, confirming there's no evidence of vessels leaving Iran. Journalist Noga Tarnopolsky shared that the Israeli consul general to the Pacific Northwest faced jeers at a Memorial Day event when he made controversial remarks about opposition to the Israeli government. From Jew in the City, a post highlights the story of a Hasidic Israeli who enlisted in the IDF, sharing his motivations and experiences on Yom HaZikaron. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli Air Force. Ynet reports that the new Heron drone squadron will operate from Hatzor Air Base. This move comes as drone flight hours have reportedly increased fivefold since October 7. The expansion aims to enhance Israel's surveillance and operational capabilities. Turning to Trump's comments. In a statement earlier this hour, reported by Israel Hayom, Trump expressed optimism about potential negotiations with Tehran. However, he emphasized a strong stance against Iran, describing Israel as a little brother in need of protection. This rhetoric may impact diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's announcement, covered by Walla, reveals another strategic move against Iran, this time in the India-Pacific region. This seizure is part of a broader U.S. effort to curb Iran's maritime activities. It underscores ongoing tensions between the two nations. On Yom HaZikaron, JNS shares that IDF soldiers observed the memorial siren across various locations, underscoring the unity and solemn remembrance of fallen soldiers. This gesture highlights the importance of collective memory within the military and the nation. And finally, I-24 News reports that Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, has rejected talks under pressure, warning of potential escalation. This stance comes as the deadline for a ceasefire draws near, adding uncertainty to regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Irregular, an Israeli startup, is making waves by aiming to become the next Palo Alto Networks or CrowdStrike. The company collaborates with industry giants like Anthropic and OpenAI. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals Yohananov's new urban shopping experience. 14 branches of the chain have been converted to this format, offering a convenient and modern retail experience. And finally, Globes notes that Enlight has received regulatory approval for its energy storage facility at Kibbutz Neot Smadar. The facility, with a capacity of 645 m water, is a significant step for renewable energy in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.